Senate Bill 107, an act to regulate the sale and shipment of cigarettes.
Is there a second? Senate Bill 107 has now had its second reading and it's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, several years ago, this legislature took a major step when we kept cigarettes out of the hands of minors, which including outlawing the cigarette vending machines that they would have access to. Today, we can take another major step by limiting cigarette sales from getting into the hands of minors via internet sales and direct mail. There are more than 1,500 websites selling cigarettes and other tobacco online. This morning I had my intern check the internet and we came up with cigoutlet.net. Very simple procedure to get these off the internet. Give them your name, the contact, shipping address, billing, and your credit card. And they'll make it so convenient for you that also that you can list if you want to have a reorder every month, week, whatever. This bill is involved with the shipping and the receiving. I think of this oftentimes, the shipping and receiving part, when I was on the House side, we dealt with wine shipments. I remember my argument at that time was that the party for underage drinking begins when the UPS truck arrives. And that same can be true here for cigarettes today. What this actually does, when we look at the bill 107, it would enable the states to more easily prosecute internet site operators that sell cigarettes to minors and evade taxes, in particular to 107, what it does. You're going to have a reliable age verification at the point of purchase prior to the sellers to send an email or other written notice to the order, payment, credit card, or debit card. The shipper to receive the product, other than the addressee or her adult, would have to sign. Also, they would have to have an ID verification to delivery that that person is of age. Compliance of all tax laws pursuant to the master settlement agreement and the escrow account. Clear conspicuous posting of minimum age requirements to the health warning of the site selling tobacco. If you look at the bill, basically what it does by section, it defines the certain terms that are in the bill. The second section is crucial. It deals with prohibits the sale of cigarettes by direct mail under the internet to those under 18. Three is your age verification. Requires the sellers to verify the purchaser's age prior to shipping the cigarettes. The seller must verify the information against a commercially available database. Most of your commercials use the age adult system on the database. Four is your disclosure requirement. The deliverer has to give notice to the prospective consumer, and these are important. You're going to have to state that cigarette sales to consumer below the legal minimum age is illegal, that smoking is hazardous to your health. Three, sales of cigarettes are restricted to those consumers who provide verbal proof of age, and four, cigarette sales are subject to South Dakota excise tax. Section 5 of the bill states the method of shipping and of purchase and sign with receiving. Section 6 deals that they have to be registered with the Department of Revenue, the state, and then also it requires that the seller to file with the department memorandum or copy of invoice of all sales the previous month. And last and final with your penalties. This involves civil penalties. They may impose civil penalties of $1,000 or five times the retail. This bill is a major step in the right direction, not only with underage minors getting cigarettes in their hand, but also that they are registered and the Department of Revenue, that they are paid their tax for this. Now, the impact that it will have, I foresee that there will be a cut in consumption of teenagers. I think that those that have to ship them to the internet, if they have to go through this, are going to realize that South Dakota, we are serious with this. We will prosecute with those. And whether they want to deal with South Dakota as a small state or not, but will they consider the penalties that go along with that? I think we have to protect the children of South Dakota, and also this is a good step there if we are going to collect the sales tax. Again, Over the next year, they figure that states with internet and direct sales are going to lose between $1.5 and $5 billion in taxes. I ask for your support to this bill, and I would stand by for questions. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 107? Senator Moore.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the body, this isn't a new bill. This has been around for 4 or 5 years. But it's never passed, never got this far, and it probably shouldn't be have gotten this far. I, for one, detest the sale of cigarettes over the internet. But this particular bill is totally unenforceable. How are you going to enforce this bill? Are you going to ask the UPS driver, the United States Postal Service, to card individuals? And what even makes it worse is many times these things are prepaid. They don't even need a signature. They can just drop them at the door and run. In addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, we have statutes in our law already to deal with this. I have written those laws. I have drafted those bills. I've worked with the Department of Revenue on those issues and with the Attorney General's office. We already deal with the sale of tobacco over the internet in South Dakota. And to be real honest with you folks, we have a Class 6 felony in it. I don't see a Class 6 felony in here. And we're certainly not going to extradite anybody on a Class 1 or Class 2 misdemeanor. I think as you look at this bill, it also puts at risk individuals in this state who are in the wholesale distribution business, because it's not very clear. The terminology in sections 2 through 7 are very vague in nature. In essence, it's saying that somebody who is licensed to sell the product in South Dakota still may have to get the age verification, the disclosure requirements, the shipping requirements, the registration and reporting requirements, and they're already doing those things, some of those things. But the point is this. How are we going to know if the internet, if somebody has ordered cigarettes over the internet? We don't know that. They don't package them in a carton that says cigarettes. They're barely, very neatly disguised. UPS, FedEx, United States Postal Service, they're not going to know what they are. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? That won't stop the internet sellers for 1 minute. It won't stop them for 1 minute. Because they will still ship this in. Our delivery people in this state, our commercial delivery people, will not know what's in that package. And you can say, well, yeah, but they got to label it before they ship it here out of Florida or out of Mexico or out of China. And I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, they aren't going to label it. And we're not going to prosecute. We can't prosecute that shipper because they're out of the state. We aren't going to prosecute them, drag them into South Dakota, extradite them for a Class 1 or a Class 2 misdemeanor. This law, this bill, puts at risk the harsh penalties that we already have on the books because it convolutes everything else we have. I ask you to resist this bill today. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 107? Senator Knutson.
I'll be very brief. It isn't often I get up and support a bill that the tobacco manufacturers are also supporting. But I think this is a first step. It's probably an imperfect first step, but it's a first step toward trying to regulate internet tobacco sales, and I have personally no doubts it will do much more good than bad, and I'd urge your support.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 107? Does any member wish to speak before Senator Koistra speaks a second time? Senator Koistra, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, in reply to Senator Moore, that this is unenforceable. He is wrong in that statement. When they have to file this, in other words, when they register the name, the seller, there has to be a verification of age. They have to verify it prior to sending that. And if they're going to mark this, this is enforceable. This is a document. This is enforceable. They can take them into civil court, and they would take them into civil court. Any provisions of that bill provided under this, and this is under Section 7, Moore, you've read that yourself. Again, so you're going to say it can't be enforceable whenever you have a document like this to follow up on that, if they are in a violation of that. And the penalty you thought was rather severe, $1,000, it says it may be to $1,000. I'm sure they're going to take all this in consideration. And true, we do have a number of laws on the books on underage, etc. But again, this is the one that deals with the internet sales and the direct sales. So the penalty is there. It is enforceable. And I ask you to vote positive on this for the children of South Dakota. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on Senate Bill 107? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 107. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein.
Aye.
Apa.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
Yeah.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Denwald.
Aye.
Dunifin.
Aye.
Early.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
No.
Hunstead.
No.
Kelly.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Knudsen. Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Linz.
No.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
No.
Moore.
No.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Sutton Dan.
Aye.
Sutton Duane.
Aye.
Two Bulls. Senator Bogue. Mr. President, ayes 30, nays 5.
Senate Bill 107 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is agreed to.